We are continuing our Shu'urim on Etz Chaim. We are in Sha'a Aleph Anif Dalit Dush Igul V'Yosha, where it says, V'hine Evay Lecha Ata Der Kitzu Mufla Klolus Kol Olomas Asher B'Mokom HaChalal Hazeh Sheben O Makif V'Yosher Shel Adam Kadmon O ben akelim shelo deyosher kiniskele. So I'm going to be magdim. It's going to be a technical shir. We're going to be describing. It's going to seem a little bit repetitive, but there's new nuances as we go along. So just be very, very attentive what's going on right here. So I'm going to try to describe it as we go along, and then we're going to go a bit quicker once we get the basis to this, because it's just repeating over and over various shlabim in the tzimtzum. So what has he said so far? He's going to explain to us where all the worlds were created. Now, well, that's nageh to us, because we want to know where our world, at the end of the day, where are we placed in the big scheme of things, in the mokum ponoi. So again, hine evay lecha ata derksal mufla klolus kol olamos. I'm going to explain to you where all the lomas, that means atzilus, Yetzirah, Ebriya, Yetzirah, Siya, where all of those are created, and many more olamas. Asher b'mokom achalal hazeh, which we've been describing, which is the mokom aponui. Where are they exactly? So he pinpoints it. Sheben o makiv de yosha shel ak. And I'll show you the chart in a minute where that is. And when he says o makiv, let's define this right now, because we're going to see this over again. As we know, there's two makivim. There's an O Makiv called the O Chaya, O Makiv Chaya, and there's an O Makiv Yechida. Okay, so what he's referring to over here is the O Makiv Yechida. Now the Leshem explains that the reason why the O Makiv Yechida is singled out over here as opposed to both Makivim, he's making a separation. He's saying because the O Makiv Yechida is so powerful, the Eibishter especially was marchiket from what he says, ben akelim shelo, of the Yosha, in order that it shouldn't be mashvi on the kelim. Because the auras of the makiv yechidah are so strong, it can mezachich the kelim to the point, becomes ruchni again. And that's not the tachlis again. The tachlis here, the Eibishter wants, he wants to create kelim. He wants to create his kashmas. Something megashim. He wants to create a world megushim like this one. Therefore, if the or maki would be too close, or mezachich, and then defeat the purpose. That's why there is a huge gap between the makif and the keli. Now look at my hands. In that mokum is where all the olamos are going to be built. The olam achav, the olam akudim, nikudim, brudim, tzilus. All that is going to be built right between these two makifim, makif achaya and makif yechida. Even though usually they're together. Okay, that's what he said, the Yosha. And remember, as well, we have to realize that what we're speaking about here is two different bechinas. The bechina of the Yosha, that's the Kav coming down, and Adam Kadmon, and everything grafting on to the Adam Kadmon. And as well, the Igulim. There's a whole parsha of Igulim. We know the Igulim, the bechinas Nefesh. And the Kav, or the Adam Kadmon, and all the Olamas, are in a higher bechina called the bechinas of Ruach. And we said as well last time that the Bechina of the Igulim were created first, and then the Yosha was created after that. Okay? So hopefully with that Ekdom we can understand what's going on here. Tehine. Inyan ze nizbar b'mokamachem, which is in Mevor Sha'olim, Beis Chirik Alev Per Gimel. Ba'arichas godo kol dolo dolo bifnei atzma v'sham b'mkoymo yizbar lecha ech mibichinas ha'yosha de'ak. That again is the Adam Kadma, that's the one who's malbish the calf coming into the mokum ponoi. Yotzu v'nizgalu oroz rabim asher kulusehem hem oroz haboykim v'yotzi mena uznaim shebo. So from Adam Kadmon, as we know, the Neshama is the O and Sof. The O and Sof is not bokeh from the Adam Kadmon, from his ears. We're not megashim b'chalal b'chalal. We're not thinking of ears, right? We're not thinking of any ears here. We're just, these are chaloinus, that he calls them as well. Pes pesachim. So they're coming out from a pesach, which is be'erich, where our ears would be. Okay, that's what he means. So that's one mokum it comes out from. The oznaim shubal v'lechutz. V'achar yotzim oilos ha'choytim comes out from the nose. Well, that mokum where the nose is, and the ponim side. V'achar oilos ha'peh anika akudim. Now we recognize this from the, when we've done Otzos Chaim. This is the perek of Achav. Achav, which stands for oznaim choytim peh. V'kol elo oz hem b'derech yoshe levar. Remember, lafuke di igulim. Ve'en lahem b'chines igulim k'la. So this particular world of Achav, or the oilem ha'akudim, which is the latter name for it, because the kudim comes out from the peh, they create the world of akudim, they have no b'chine of igulim. There's no, usually you have zu le'um ha'zu, yoshe, igulim. Well, actually, igulim, yoshe, they work together. This is the world doesn't have any agulim. And Lashem explains because they are lemala min atibul de'ak. Adam Kadmon, we're going to divide him into two different spaces. Tibul ulemala, tibul ulemata. In other words, when we work with spheres, it's going to be the Zayin Elyonim of the spheres of Adam Kadmon and the Nahi. The three. Netzach HaYisur ulemata. Okay, that's what we're going to divide ak. So anything up and above the Nahi is Mufshat, there's no Igulim there. There's no Igulim there because it's all Nichlal, the Lashon says it's all Nichlal in Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon has his Igulim. So they're Tofel to Adam Kadmon. Actually, Enkin, when these worlds.
You mean the two sets of Igulim?
Sorry?
You mean the two sets
every
of Igulim?
Every Yorsha has an Igul. So if you have a world, the Yorsha, Atzilus Briyas, Yassian, those are worlds. You're going to have the associated igulim that come with it. So you expect this world called the Olam HaKudim, which is B'Yorsha, comes down, to have its igulim. Kamash Malan, the Arizal tells us there's no igul. I'm explaining to Peter Leshem why it's not. Why not? It should be Zul and Zul. Because since there is Lemala Min Nahi De'ak, the Nichlal in Olam Ak, the Nichlal in Adam Kadmon. Okay, because that's all of his koach is coming from there.
I'm going to also has igulim.
Excuse me.
Adam Kadmon also has igulim.
That's right. That's the igulim which will serve for not only for Adam Kadmon, but also for the world of akudim. So that's why akudim don't need their igulim.
You don't need separate igulim.
That's right. Okay. Ma'ashen kem when it's le'nahi ulematav Adam Kadmon, then each world will have his own akudim, his own igulim.
Why aren't they nechlo?
Huh? Right. Because that's not really Adam Kadmon. The Adam Kadmon Nahi Ulimata, his lower section is only Letzorcha Tachtonim. He nurtures them. From him, he's going to be the Hashem of all the preceding worlds that come after that. That's his Tachmon.
Means the lower Chelik doesn't have its own Igulim.
It does have its own Igulim. But all the other Olamas as well, which are coming out from Adam Kadmon will also have the Igulim. Okay, because we're not going to be Nitfal to the Nayavak. They're only Nitfal to the Hai Bechinas of Ak. So if they're not Nitfal to Ak, therefore they're going to need their own Igulim.
If the top part has the Igulim,
I explained to you, the top part, that's the Iker of Ak. So they're like, that's the sun. And everything is Nitfal to the sun.
I mean, the Igulim of the higher part is so strong that
no, there's no, no
need
no,
for
no, the Adam Kadmon, the world of Adam Kadmon, which is B'Yosha, has his own Igulim. Therefore, everything is overshadowed.
Right, but the Igulim of the Adam Kadmon is so strong that it doesn't need.
No, forget the Igulim, just Adam Kadmon himself. Adam Kadmon, anything which is in proximity, to Adam Kadmon himself. Forget the Igulim, the Yosha Adam Kadmon. It's been nitfil to Adam Kadmon.
For Pekin, the Adam Kadmon does have Igulim.
Now, since Adam Kadmon has Igulim, they'll be serving also as Igulim for the other worlds. So the other worlds will not need any Igulim because they're nitfil to the Ik of Adam Kadmon.
They're not being overruled by the Igulim of
no, but the Ikra of Adam Kadmon. Masha when the Mishtalshel all the way downwards, below his Tibul, they are no longer Nitfal to him, and therefore they will need Igulim of their own.
and the lower area has its own igulim too, as well as the separate one.
No, they go around. They go to higher parts of the igulim and lower parts of the igulim.
So the lower part has two sets of igulim.
Yeah, the igulim of all the worlds which are there. And actually, the worlds which start downwards actually are not starting upwards. So there's only their particular igulim that will be created, new igulim. I'll show you the diagram once it will become clear. Okay, elahem igulim klal. Now, achakach yotzu oilus inayim da'ak, because we spoke about the oils coming out from the oznayim, the chotem peh of the ak. Now we're talking about the oils coming from the inayim da'ak. The elo nikra oilam anikudim. Before, previously, we said those are olam akudim. Now this is olam nikudim. They come out, as we know, from the nine da'at. V'yesh b'hem shtei b'chinos igula v'yoshef. And lo and behold, they will have their own. Even though they're coming up from the nine da'at, but the mishtal shall all the way down in front of ak, below his nahi, they create their own matzav called, eventually, after nikudim, budim, then they'll become atzilus. And Briyas, yeah, that's the matzav. The matzav is below that. Therefore, they're going to need igulim v'yosha. Now, mokom matzavam u'ma'amadom hem mitibo de'ak ze atzim raglov shebemokom hazeh nikra klolus naidak. That's what I'm telling you. From the tibo downwards, that's where all the worlds will be in front of him by the tibo. That's called the naidak. It's so synonymous. Now, v'zehu sidron. Ki betchila, that the Arizal is going to talk about before the tikkun, after tikkun. I will explain what that means. I'll explain to you before. Now, there's a difference between before the tikkun and after the tikkun. What do I mean by that? Because the spheres have a different setup. Because before the tikkun, they're standing b'chat samcha, one above the other, and there's no world of Atzilus or Bria Yitziasiya either. Okay? You understand what I mean? I'll explain a bit better. We know that the spheres came out from the Naim Da'ak, as he's just telling us right now. And they eventually will create worlds. But how do they go about creating worlds? Because what exactly came out from the Naim Da'ak? That's Zayin Malachim. Kids, Zayin spheres came out of the Naim Da'ak. They broke. Once they broke, then, because of all these broken pieces, they formulated all the worlds. Okay, but there's a matzav before they broke. Okay, so before they broke, there was no worlds, because in order to create the worlds, you need to break them. That's what we call before tikkun, after tikkun. Before tikkun, that means there's still the matzav chat samcha, they haven't broken yet, and therefore there's no olamas. That's one parsha. And after they break, they're going to create all the different worlds. We have to find out where all these worlds are going to be. Where's the mokum for them? Okay. So now he's talking before tikkun. V'ze sidran ki betchila yotzu yud igulim de nekudos. This is in the world of nekudim. V'niz agelu savi v'akelim denai de'ak v'b'chinas ha'yosho shalom. So let me show you a picture. This picture we see, this is a very simplified picture, show you more complicated pictures as we go along. But the middle kava you see, the middle cow that you see, that's Adam Kadmon. Okay? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. This is Adam Kadmon.
Oh, the whole thing?
Yeah. Okay, we clear that so far. Adam Kadmon. And the world okay, so this is all Adam Kadmon. Now around him, now this is only 2D, really we should actually be seeing something 3D. The sea going all around 360 degrees. So these igulim are not only flat, they're actually round, like an onion. They're going around him. So those are the igulim we're talking about, that he's talking about right now. This sidon, ki betchila yoso yud igulim, dinu kudois. Now remember, the kudos talking about from the nai downwards. We're talking about begal the ak. Okay, you don't see it very clearly in this picture. But it's around here. This is the tibo da'ak, believe it or not.
Well, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, there's so little above the tibo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really in proportion to these pictures, but that's what we're talking about, okay? It's around here. from there onwards is there, this is going to be the Nidak, and this is where all the worlds are going to start developing themselves over here by the Nine. Okay, so they're not overshadowed by the presence of Adam Kadmon. Now, let me show you in this picture over here. This is a more complicated picture, but it's more detailed. It's going to help us over here. So, I drew a line over here. That's where the world of... This is where the what's called the Tibodak. You see that? Right here up to here? The Tibodak. And I wrote over here, Atzilus. This is where Atzilus will be eventually after they break. Okay? And you see the worlds over here, the Atzilus over here. You see the world of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, all coming down here. As the Mishtal. Again, this is going to be Adam Kadmon in the middle, all the way down. I mean, Tibo Levata is going to be where all the worlds are going to be developing. So I'll keep this up here, and we'll continue. So, this Tidla, Ki Betchila Yotu Yudi Gulim, Dinukudois, Vinis Aglu Sabi Vakelim, Dinahi, De Adam Kadmon, Bechinas Ayoshe Shalom. Now, the Torah Kelim Nitlabish. Now this is Mama Muska is talking about now. Inside of the Kelim Nitlabish, all Penimi Shalem Keniskele. That's a Mama Muska. Every time you see Kelim, you have to know there's a Neshama in the Kelim. That's called all Penimi. You got it? So already you have two Bechinas there. Actually, three Bechinas we spoke about. We're going to have the Bechina of all Makif, all Penimi, and Kelim. Now the Eru the Igulim, all in Yosher, and you have also those three same bechinas in Igulim. Now the Eru the Igulim the Nikudos Shem bechinas Nefesh, because all the Igulim bechlos are Nefesh. Hem Sovvim ale Kelim, ve'opnimi shelanai the Yosher de'ak. So you have the Igulim going around the Nai de'ak. Ve'elu ha'igulim shel nikudim kvan is bar le'el shem kolilim. Now these igulim that have inside of them the or penimi, the nefesh, ve'kelim, ve'or makiv ale kelim. Now all those three bechinas together klolos ze nikra igulim de nikudim. Got that? So when we speak about igulim, take into mind, take into reckoning that we're talking about the Or Panimi, which is in the Igulim, the Kalim of the Igulim, and the Or Makif, which is around the Igulim. Alright, a little bit to remember, but it's not. Now, there's a little bit of a change of gears to the next line. But Al Elu Ha Igulim, because we're talking about Igulim, Oimed Al Oimed Or Makif. Now, on the Igulim, there's an Or Makif. Mebechinas the Yosher the Adam Kadmon. Now, what he means by this is that, and then he continues, "Val o makiv the Yosher the Ak, sovivim ayud igulim the Ak, atzmo akolim o penimi kelim o makiv shalem kenoda." What he means is as follows. Let us think about this. Right, we're going a little bit slower just to understand things. You won't overwhelm. So let's imagine the picture over here. You have the Om and Sof. Om and Sof. Let's take this picture again. So you're around here. This is the Elokus around here. Remember, it's huge. It's and Sof. Goes on forever. Now around there, you can have what's called the Iguli De'ak. The Iguli De'ak. Now within that, you're going to have the Makif, the Yosher. You see that? This is the Yosher. Remember, this is Igulim, two different Bechinas. Now, this really doesn't make sense to be out here, because this is the Yosher, and these are the Igulim. So what is this Makiv Yosher doing all the way down there? And this is what I told you before at the beginning, I was Makdim, because really this should be down here, being Makiv, this is the Yosher, this should be the Makiv Chaya, it should be here, which it is. The Makiv Yechida should be just around this. But tell us, like I told you, the Leshem says it cannot be too close because it's been mezachich, it's mokum too much, and make it completely ruchni. We don't want that. So that's why it's all the way out there. And then you're going to have, again, when we talk about this Adam Kadmon, then you can have Atik. So you can have the Igulin the Atik, and then you're going to have the Makiv Yosher the Atik. And so on and so forth. Arich and so on and so forth. That's what he's talking about here. Okay? So let's continue. V'alo o makiv de yosher, the Adam Kadmon, Sovim Hayud Igulim the Adam Kadmon. On top of that, Atzma Kolim or Penimi Kelim or Makiv Shalem Kenoda. Like we just said, on top of this Makiv Yosher, you're going to have on top of it, which is the Iguli Ak. Vze Aya Betchila, meaning what's Betchila? Before the Tikkun. Omnam, Kasha Nitzlu Achakach Gama Yutzvirs the Yosher, the Oilam Anikudim. That's this, that's the Adam Kadmon. Then when he was created, when he came down, Shuhu Bechinas Ruach, as a Ruach Shalehem, Hilbishu Ayutzvir Ziyosher. So again, as a Ruach Shalehem, Hilbishu Ayutzvir Ziyosher, the Nikudim Akolim or Penim, Kelim or Makiv the Yosher. Al Gab Kelim or Penim the Yosher denied the Adam Kadmon. It's Malbish on top of it. Okay, so you got that?
Yeah.
Okay, repeat. V'zeh ayah betchila. Omnam. Kasher nitzlu achekach gam yutzfils de yosher de olam ha-nikudim. Remember, all the nikudim starts by the naidak. Okay? That's the yosher we're talking about from here downwards. When this was created, shubuchinez ruach, we know every yosher is buchinez ruach, as ruach shalahem, Hilbisho Yutzvios the Nikudim Kolim opening Makirim Makiv or Makiv the Yosher. That means it's Malbish Adam Kadmon Algav Kelim the opening the Yosher the Naid Adam Kadmon. So Adam Kadmon was here, and now when the Oilers came out, the Malbish the Nahi, the Oilers of Nikudim came, the Malbish the Nahi Dafka of Adam Kadmon. Okay, make sense? Again, you have all Adam Kadmon Bishlemus. We have this denied Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon is the first world. After that, you have the world of Akudim, and then which is above the Nahi, and then you have the world of Nikudim. Nikudim will start from the Naidak. That's it. From Malbish the Naidak. That's all he said.
That's what he said.
The world of Nikudim has 10 spheres, and there's a lot of descriptive words and maskim. So let's go through it. Hibishu Yutzvil, that's 10 spheres.
Nikudim was Malbish Ak.
Naidak, that's right. So the 10 spheres of the Yosh as opposed to Igulim, the Nikudim as opposed to any other world, and that has inside of it the three Bechinas of Ak, with Openimi, Kerim, or Makiv, and all the Yosh repeats the Yosh again. Where there are Al Gav HaKelim, again the three Bechinas, the Kelim or Penimi, the Yosher as opposed to the Golim, the Nahi as opposed to the entire Adam, the Adam Kadmon. Bekitzo, Nikudim, the word of Nikudim, Malbish, the Naidak. That's all it is.
But 1 minute, but this Makif, this particular Makif that we're talking about over here, which one Makif? The Makif of this Nikudim.
Nikudim, yeah.
Is he allowed to be here close to its own kingdom, or he has to be sent away or far away?
No, it doesn't have to be sent far away.
Vala Yosher,
again, as opposed to Igulim, Dinikudim, Helbish Oysom Aigulim. Now we're talking about the Yosher now, is Malbish the Igulim Atzmom Shalahem. Okay, that means what? On this picture, there's going to be the igule of the sort of all makif of Adam Kadmon is going to be malbish. It's going to be malbish. What's the lashon of here? It's going to be malbish. The yosher the nikudim. Why? Again, we're talking about the oilam and nikudim are samuch and samud. The Adam Kadmon deny it around.
Yes.
So this or Makif, the Yosher, is that what he's talking about? The Igulim are going to be Malbish on top of that. Well, they are. They're around. Read that again. Ve'ala yosher dinukudim, which is around Adam Kadmon, the mamash stuck to his body. Hilbishu, what are malbish? Or so the igulim, what you should. The
right.
Exactly what you said a minute ago. Ve'ala igulim dinukudim, again he's repeating. Now what's going to be there? They are what? Or panimi. Sorry, ala igulim din nikudim. This is what I'm telling you. The or makif the yoshed ak. So on top of that, you're going to have all the yoshed ak, which is here. That's the makif yoshed ak. That's going to be on top of the igulim din nikudim.
Ve'alehem igulim da'ak atzmoy.
Ve'alehem igulim da'ak, which is here. See? So this is going to be the igulim da'ak. Next shlab, you have the makiv the yosher, and then skipping out all these bechinas, then you're going to have the igulim the nikudos, and then the oilam and the nikudos, which is going to be on top of the yosher the adam kavanah. Feelings valimata bechibotzeinu ze beinan. Well, you're not clear.
No, it's a bit different to what we said before. Before we said that this makiv the yosher.
The makiv de yosher, yeah,
belongs to the top, and the top of the tabor.
It goes all around.
Yeah, but it belongs to the top. To the akudim.
No.
That's why you said that the makiv go sent far away and they're not allowed to be near.
Any of this? No, the entire thing. The old makif over here, remember, it's 360 degrees. Yeah, yeah, it goes all around and around. It's not dafka the world of a kudim.
But Etzem was shaykh to the top of the tabu.
No.
But he was sent away because it was dangerous to be next to
him. No, I didn't say that. No. It's not shaykh dafka to the mokum lemala.
Oh, the whole thing.
The whole thing. Yeah. Okay? And then he says, as a summary, "V'hinis ba lemata b'chibureinu ze b'inen olam nikudim ech." Now, he's explaining what is the essence of the Olam and the Kudim. Ech zayim malche Edom, because they're responsible for creating the world of the Kudim. Shemolchu v'meisu v'achka nitkenu v'kasha nitkenu nasa meyem b'chinas dalat olam asabiyah. So that's b'kitzu what I was told you before. That's before the tikkun achatzicha. The achat tikkun, then they form the four worlds. V'kol oylam mehem kolul vav patzufim. I should know this with Mama Muska as well. Every world has six patsufim. According to Rashash, you can subsplit them into 12. Well, the four he'll say in a minute. The six he'll say in a minute. Kolim levad me patsufim acherim protim shem nasim anofim ayotzim me'ilu avav patsufim ve'iluhem. What are the six main ones? Atik, Arir, 2, Abba Ve'ima, 3, 4, Zun, 5 and 6. Okay, those are the 6. And then you have all the potim. And interesting, the lesson goes into what are these potim? He said those are the inhabitants. These are the neshamas which you find in the world. Fascinating piece. Because in all these worlds, you find neshamas in the world, which are the shorosh and neshamas of our world. And they're ad ein kets, the shoshim. And every time we finish here, after maybe Esam Shana, we go up, and nine neshamas, ashikola kise, then they come down. It's like a chosim esgargo. But new neshamas are coming down all the time, new potim. But those are the potim that they're speaking about here in those worlds, which are separated by various six of these patsufim. Right. Now, after these worlds were created, now we're talking about now achatika. Because he just seems to be repeating himself. Teretz is talking about after the tikkun now. We're starting the story all together again. Okay, here we go. So again, you have the O and Sof, which is all around the Makom Ponoi. This is the Makom Ponoi. And then Makiv Agav Yud Igulim, the Adam Kavman. Those are the extreme Igulim, all the way from the outside. They are closest to, now remember what I'm saying here, they are closest to the Ein Sof. So that's a very, very on a high level. It's down the mamash next to the Ein Sof. And as you're coming in, you're going to see that there's less Kedusha because it's getting further away from the Ein Sof. That makes sense? Okay, we'll see the opposite by the Yosher. Pumfake by the Yosher. So again, the Makiv Agav, the end of his Makiv until Agav, the Yud Igulim, the Adam Kadmon. Begimel Mine Bechinas. We said this already. What are the Gimel Bechinas? It's all Panimi, the Nefesh. Because every Igul is Nefesh. Kalim, the Nefesh. V'all Makiv, the Nefesh. V'kulam B'tzuos Igulim. Okay, those are three Bechinas in Igulim. Now, the Kiyotze B'zeh B'shah Kol Igulim, Sh'B'shah Pchotim, V'lo Nitzich Le'has Ke'inyan Zeh B'kol Mekoymus, V'yud Igulim D'ak Hem Makifim, V'sovim Agav, or Makiv, the Yosher, the Adam Kadmon Atzmo. Okay? So we're not going to have to repeat every time, you know, Igulim or three Bechinas, or Makiv, or Panim, or Kelim, or Makiv, Panim. We don't have to say that. We know that. Every time we talk about Igulim, or Yosher, for that purpose, we know that has three Bechinas. Now, the other rule is that the Igulim are always Makiv on top of the what we call the Makiv Yosher, the Adam Kadmon. Or the Makiv Yosher, full stop. And that is the Makiv Yechida, as I told you. So the Mefarshim explain this, Makiv Yechida. Igulim, Makiv Yosher. Igulim, Makiv Yosher, and so on. So that is the pattern you're going to see. It's easy to remember. Yeah. Okay. So that's what he says. The Yud Igulim, the Adam Kadma, He Makifim, the Sovim, or Makiv, the Yosher, the Adam Kadma, the Atzmo. Now. Now we continue the story. But all Makiv the Yosher, the Agav Yud Agulim, the Atik. Okay, there we go. See that? So again, you're all and so you have the Igulim around, then inside you have the Makiv, and then you have Igulim the Atik. And by the way, this is already starting the world of Atzilus. So the Atik the Atzilus. It's no longer an Adam Kadmon now, because it's Mabish on top. And then we're going to go weiter, weiter, weiter. Now, oh, Makiv the Yosher the Atik, Makiv al Yud Igulim the Alchampin, the Yud Ad Yud Igulim the Alchampin, Makiv al or Makiv the Yosher the Alchampin Matzmo, or Makiv the Yosher the Alchampin, Makiv al Yud Igulim the Abba, Yud Igulim the Abba, Makiv al or Makiv the Yosher the Abba Atzmo, or Makiv the Yosher the Abba, Makiv al Yud Igulim the Ima, Yud Igulim the is going all the way out here. That is every single part here. Yud Igulim the Av the Imo Sovim al O Makiv the Yosher the Ima Atzmo. Vo Makiv Makiv the Yosher the Ima Makiv al Yud Igulim the Za. The Yud Igulim the Za Makiv al O Makiv the Yosher the Yosher the Za Atzmo. Vo Makiv the Yosher the Za Makiv al Yud Igulim the Nukva. The Yud Igulim the Nukva Makiv al O Makiv the Yosher the Nukva Atzmo. For Makiv the Yosher Nukva the Za the Atzilus Makiv al Yud Igulim the Bria the Gami, because why Bria? Why not Atzilus? Because Atzilus is everything we talked about till now. Now you're going to have Yud Igulim the Atzilus the Gami Nechlak Lekol Pratehem Pratim Aniskeleel the Yud Igulim the Bria Sovim al Or Makiv the Yosher the Bria Atzmo. Ve'or makiv the Yosher the Bria makiv al or Yud Gimel Yud Igulim the Yetzira nechla gam hu lekol prat meniskeleel.
What do we do? Kol prat meniskeleel.
You have all the different parts of him. As we see from this chart, that Adam Kadmon. Okay, we don't see all the details of him, but when we come to that Tzilus, we find that there's Igulim of Atik, Arich, Abba, Imaza. When we're talking about Bria now, see it's. We're talking about Bria and Yetzira and
Asir. That's all over again.
We don't see all this peeled over here. And he said, but no, you should know that you have all the six parts of them there, all the details and all the ends of Potim which are there, that it's Makif, 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 Makif.
There was only one Arich and one Atik.
No, he just said, in every single world, kol oyla mehem, kol el vav patufim. Every world.
So when we learn in Otsus Chaim, we learned about Atik, we learned about Abba.
We learned Balabatish, no?
So which one are we talking about?
Balabatish, everyone.
One of the Atzilus, so one of the Bria, one of the Yetzira, which one are we talking about?
Yes. That's right, we learned about all of them. All of them. Of course. Are there enough Kaminas? Depends on which Kabbalah you're doing. For example, if you're starting tefillah, so your mamish at the bottom of the, you know, your mamish at the working with Asiyah, the one who's Zad Asiyah. and then you build it up. Baruch Shema, then Yetzira, Zun Ne'ad Yetzira. And then you build it up, Vikas Kreshema, and then you're in the Zun de Bria. Mm. And then you move up to Shmona Esre, then you're Zun de Atzilis. Mm. Okay? So you're moving on, depends. Thing, but when we're learning also Talmud, then Bechol is Zun.
The Rosh Hashem, he never told us that he's talking about this one or that one.
You don't need to. It's a kitzur. That's what we're learning. It's Chaim now, and we're getting to details now. Kita base. Kita base. Okay, let's go write it. So those are all the details now. In the world, we're holding my the world of Bria. Makif al Yud Igulim Yitzira now. And the Yitzir as well, he says, the Nechle Gam Hule called Chotim Anal, the Yud Igulim Yitzira, Al O Makiv the Yoshi Yitzira Atzmo, O Makiv the Yoshi Yitzira, Al Igulim the Yasiya, and Asi as well, Nechle Gam Hule called Chotim and Iskala the Igulim the Asiya, Al O Makiv the Yoshi the Asiya Atzmo. Finish. So that is more or less the Chlomos, the way the Mokum Panoi looks to us. והנה נשלמו דרך כלולוס כל בחינס עיגולים ואורס המקיפים ויושה של כל עולמוס אלו כולם מלמעלה למטה מכאן ולעלה נווה יוצאו בחינס הכלים ואופנים שלהם ויושה על כל עולמוס אשר בחינס אלו הם הפוכים מן הנזכה לאל. Now, this is what I meant before. So after all these igulim, the truth of this, as the igulim come out first, and then a little bit of the yosha. Igulim, a little bit of the yosha. That's why it sounds like all the igulim came out first and then all the yosha. That's not the way it happened. But the kids, what's happening over here is that all the igulim are b'derech lemala lemata. It's yirid and kedusha because the end of the kedusha is here. So the further you go, pinimis into the onion, kivyochol, right, into the mokum ponoi, you know. Masha Enki, when you're dealing with the Yosha, the bechinas which are less ruchni are outside, and the closer you get in, you're going to get to the more ruchnis part. Because the ensof, which is the kav, is the neshama which is inside here. So the closer you get to the kav, the more kedusha you have. You understand? So the mamish lehefech, instead of saying the kedusha, when the gulim, the kedusha is on the outside for the gulim, and the kedusha for the yosha is in the inside. So they have feichim zulezul. That's what he just finished saying. Be'elu hem hafuchim min hanizkel el, lefi she'elu kol mishu gruo b'mal mechaveru malbish al chaveru me'ule mimenu u'makiv oisem kinizkel el v'oif gimo. V'ze sod o makiv de yosha da'siya makiv al kelim v'o makiv de yosha da'siya atzmo ולא יצריך לכבול זה בכל מקום לפי שנסבר לאל, כי אור פנימי דיושר לעולם כושר דבוק עם הכלים דיושר שלהם עצמם, והוא בתוך הממש. The אור פנימי, as we know, is always ממש דבוק to the כלים, it's inside the כלים. וכלים ואור פנימי דיושר דעשייה על כלים, ואור מקיף דיושה דיצירה. So the world of Asiya is going to be on top of the world of Yetzira. וכלים ואור פנימי דיושה דיצירה על הכלים ואור פנימי דיוצר דבריה. So the world of Yetzira is going to be on the world of Bria. וכלים ואור פנימי דיושה דבריה על הכלים ואור מקיף דיושה דנוקבה דזר. That's it. So the world of Bria is going to be on top of the nukva dezad atzilus, okay, the kelim the opening of the yosha nukva dez al kelim the opening of the yosha deza, the kelim the yosha the yosha the kelim open sorry kelim or opening of the yosha deza al kelim the opening of the yosha the ima, the kelim opening of the yosha the ima al kelim opening of the yosha the abba. The core of the kelim, the openimi, the yosha, the abba, the kelim, the openimi, the yosha, the arachampi. The kelim, the openimi, the yosha, the arachampi, the kelim, the openimi, the yosha, the ati. The kelim, the openimi, the yosha, the ati, the kelim, the openimi, the yosha, the nai, the adam kadmon. And then finally, came the openim of the yosher, the night that Adam kalma ala openim of the yosher min me'o en sof mislabish betocho der kalma yosher mispasha min en sof lahaye v'lichyos kol olamos kulam keniska le'el. Okay, so it's one around the other, one around the other, one around the other. Harin is bayah. So from here we see Harin is bayah. Heitiv said mislabish olamos. We know the Ensof is inside all the lamas. Mekabel mimenu v'tchila hi hu adam kadmon v'achkach atik ad shenimtza ki akelim de yosha da'asiyah hem yosem chitzoni v'ruchuki me'oid min ha'ensof or Ensof ha'penimi b'tachla ze richuk v'ein richuk godol mimenu v'chein be'erer Ensof ha'sovev mi'v'chutz al kol olamas nimtza im kulam
kelim.
So kalim, sorry, nimzeu kalim. That's we're talking about the igulim, the kalim of the igulim. Deasir rochok mimenu b'tachlis richuk she'ein richuk mimenu. So the inner igulim are completely on the opposite extreme of the ensof, which is soiver. V'sham bo'olam asiyah nishave oylam hashofer achumri b'tachlis agasas ha'avios she'ein kamos. So now finally we get to our world. Our world is mamish at the bottom of the barrel, is mamish in the core of this situation over here of the ponoi. V'sham be'olam asiyah, sorry, nimsa ki b'kodu ha'aretz she'anu omdim bo hinehu nikud emtzoi she'bekol olam es kulam ke'ein garin tamara. So one which we're looking around, everything above us is Kodesh Kodesh, we're mamish the Lord. Everything's mehefech. Adarabo, oylam asiyahu haklipa chofefes al kulam v'kol ma shenitkarev el ha'ensof hu yosef penime ashenimtza yudi gulim de adam kadma. So there's two aferim here. When you look at the igulim, it's pumfaket. Everything which is the outside, like we look at it as bederach igulim, we look at it as everything which is on top of us, wow, look at these tremendous oilam aruch, there's everything outside. But when you look bederach yosher, the yosher is pumfaket. We're on the outside and they look at us, whatever is panimi, look at us as if we're the klipas. We're the klipas. We're the extreme exterior of the yosha, and what is more panimi is kodesh kodesh. So really, if we were to look panimi to the olamas of yosha, everything's kodesh kodoshim. But we will look at the derech igulim, which is outside, is kodesh kodoshim. Okay, so we'll stop it here for now, and we'll continue next time.
So what's here at the bottom? What's all this?